Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory?
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins!
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
All right, BFFs, we're back. We got everybody. We got Brianna, myself, Josh, and let's get right into it. So, and I'm looking at the choking spreadsheet. First of all, thank you for getting involved in the fund. We'll start with that. Oh. That's not on there.
Yeah, of course.
You and Griffin challenging people. Now, I will say, the only one that's confusing to me is Mr. Beast. So we got Mr. Beast. And I can't tell, and I got to go back. So Mr. Beast donated $150,000, and he donated it. By the way, for everyone who doesn't know, the Barstool Fund, we've been running it to help save small business in the United States. And it's kind of turned into a thing. Like 3.5 weeks we've been doing it. We've raised $27.5 million, and we get it right back out the door. So, Mr. Beast, when we started this, everyone, I didn't even know who he was, but everyone's like, you have to get in touch with Mr. Beast. You have to get in touch. I'm like, hey, Mr. Beast, you want to donate? 2 seconds later, he's like, here's $150,000. Like, he didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Every single time I've seen a charity event or something along those lines, he's always donating the most.
So when you guys got involved challenging different people, he's like, let me get in on the fun. And then he put his screenshot of $150,000. I don't know if he's now done 300 or he's just like, hey, there's the – so Mr. Beast, I don't know what he's up to. Nothing would surprise me with that guy. But no. Do we tell the Mr. Beast story on this last week? We did.
I think
the moon one. Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for you guys jumping in on that. And if you want to donate, it's barstoolfund.com. Okay. This picture, the first thing I see – it says Josh and Groom picks go viral around Barstool. I don't know what that means. I was out. I've been busy. What happened? Like, people just like, that's Groom?
Everyone's making memes out of it, like Drake and Josh.
No, yeah, everyone's just memeing the hell out of Groom. So it started with, I think it started with, like, KFC. He took it and asked what, he said that he's never seen such a suave unit. That was the wording, I think.
So, and he actually, KFC did text me. He's like, what's the deal with this Groom guy? I get that question surprisingly a lot lately. Like, what is the deal with Michael Groom? Because he knows fucking everybody.
Everybody.
He's got the loudest mouth. Maybe, and I have a loud mouth. He always says, like, you're a big mouth. It's like, I'm not Michael Groom big mouth. Like, he's the biggest mouth that ever existed. He's something to look at, which he'll openly admit. He's just like a unique. How does he know everybody? Like, how did he meet you, Josh?
I met him at Bryce's house. So he got introduced to Bryce because someone thought it would be good for, I think it was like for Michael to mentor him or something like that. Or like, it was like a friend they both had introduced him. I don't know. It was weird, but he's been, like, networking and in the business world since he was, like, 12.
I believe it. Even he has pictures with you that are, like, super old. Like, it looks like you have been hanging around,
A year. No, only a year.
Oh,
I just looked young, super young, like, a year ago.
He's an interesting guy, for sure. So these went viral. We got to get him on the pod at some point just because we talk about him so much.
Yeah, I think the thing that made the picture go a little bit viral, too, is because we were at a dinner with Stephen Cohen. So people were kind of like, why are we with him at a dinner.
Yeah, right? Like that KFC actually asked us, like, are we going to meet Stephen Cohen? It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, Gruen knows. It's like, Gruen knows everybody. Gruen said, even if he doesn't know them, he'll say he knows them. But he does know a lot of people. He's just, he's an interesting cat.
He so doesn't know everyone.
This thing went viral. Now, this next point we have, and you're better than this, so I don't think it's happened. Is Kareem our social guy? Is this? Do you think? Are you the one who's instigating this?
I think you did.
So he says he thinks you did. He thinks there's a movement that you are deleting old TikToks because the BFF social is in your head, bringing them up.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
yeah, you
it's
are.
True.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I you guys started posting the videos, and then probably like a month ago, I would say maybe two, there was like a video that just randomly went viral and someone reposted one of my old videos, and I was like, I don't really want those up anymore. Like, those kind of suck. So you guys just kind of kept reminding me how much my old videos just absolutely were the worst thing to look at. So then I just am like, I guess I'll go private them. I don't want that up there. I left a few, though. I definitely left quite a bit of bad videos up.
So then this last bullet point, which Kareem probably wrote, is BFF social in his head? I guess it's sort of yes.
I want to say no, but I guess kind of yeah.
All right. Well, credit to Kareem. I like it. I think it like shows everything. I mean, I have so many.
Oh, I think
old
it's funny.
Videos. I have old fat videos. I have everything videos. Okay. I don't even get this. This is again. I will say you may have to get your own social guy because these are coming at you. And I've noticed, like you said before, our social doesn't really come at me. But this question, who writes this? Who wrote this question?
So, like, backstory, Devin, who, like, helps us prep for the show, she used to always, like, send me his TikToks. And
that's the Penn State girl.
Yeah, the Penn State girl. And so she preps for the show with us, and she always sends us old Josh TikToks, and she was like, oh, these are deleted. And then she wrote that bullet point.
I almost feel like we need her in here because she's coming right at you. Would you classify yourself as a simp? Like,
why? What's she doing? Is she trying to have beef with me?
Seriously, can we get her in here? Is she here? Have her come in. Well, at least you should see the face of who is coming.
Yeah, I need
directly
to actually see who
you.
Is just, you know, punching me in the gut every morning when I wake up. I got to see that. I got to see that face.
So, okay, this is, I guess the question is based on this video we're about to see.
Yeah, this was a funny video, I thought. I thought it was quite creative. I'd say I'm a creative genius maybe at some points.
Looking at me, I know you want to fuck me. I'll give you this dick if you like me. Wonder if I'm lucky.
All right, so I saw that video. I think I commented enough. So would you classify as a simp for Nessa? So here's Devin. Can we get her on camera, or is that impossible?
Okay.
So this is the girl who's coming at your throat
on a consistent basis. So what's up?
Don't hide
behind the hands now.
Yeah.
I'm so scared. I was definitely not prepared for this. You know, like, I'm behind the scenes. I didn't even know anybody knew, like.
Well, we're asking. We're reading this sheet, and it's like, is Josh purging his old TikTok videos? Is BFF social in his head? Is Josh a simp? And we're like, who is coming after him so hard? And they're like, you.
Well, let me be clear. Yesterday, so I write the notes. Yesterday, I did not have that in the notes. And me and Kareem were talking about it because I sent them to Kareem. And me and Kareem were like, what the hell is Josh deleting these? He's supposed to be a team player.
It's a fair point. I mean, content's content. But, it's only fair. And I have said it because I'm being spared. It's all going after Josh. It's only fair he can see who's coming at him. That's all I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see who, like, next week is going to be writing one of the points in the doc to be just like, let's talk about how Josh is a bitch.
I've written all these, so, well, I guess I'm throwing myself under the bus if there's anything you don't like, but I've written all these, so I apologize if I'm, you know,
Are you a Josh hater?
No, yeah. I like Josh.
Okay.
Oh. I do like Josh. It's for the pod. I'm trying to make it interesting.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
That was my job.
Fair enough.
No, I like it. It keeps it interesting as I go through this. But when I looked at it the first time, I'm like, Josh may just quit this pod pretty soon because it's just an attack directly at him.
Like these notes are almost like my baby. I spend lots of time working on them and getting everything right. So hopefully I'll try to be easier.
Well, no, he came clean. He's like, yeah, I've been deleting my TikTok.
Oh, so yeah.
You were right. Oh.
Your baby just fucking hates me. Like, it's just shit. It's just
all right. Well, we're still going on here with, I guess, Nessa, I consider you, but she got hate for smoking cigarettes. And Nessa's always in the news too, going back and forth. So she just called her haters soft for smoking cigarettes, smoking darts, whatever. Who cares? Yeah. Do we care about that?
No.
I feel like. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Noah Beck trending big time on Twitter right now because of racy pictures. They're taken off Instagram by Instagram, but we have them. So let's
see.
Yeah,
you need to see these pictures.
Am I going
to
be like stunned?
I don't know if it's going to be good stunned or like bad stunned. It's definitely a shocker.
Do you know what pictures we're about to see, Josh?
Yes, I do. I don't think I really saw them, but...
Oh.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that.
It gets kind of worse.
But these are...
There's a dick grab, though.
But these are... Wait a minute. Are these... Is this a Calvin Klein ad?
No.
He's just mimicking. All right.
This is a photo shoot.
Me over. That one threw it off.
But so you're just different because you don't like guys like that? I can see a lot of girls loving
Every
this.
Girl I've talked to so far is like, what the fuck?
They don't
it's
like
It's been
it.
In the group chat. It's the other ones are good, but the dick grab is just like, why are you doing that?
But I feel like if like Justin Bieber would have done that, people would have been like.
Well, these guys are wiggle dickers. So, like, I mean, their audience is like girls. I could see girls. Now, I'm confused because I was told he was like the clean, good image one, which clearly that doesn't seem to be the case.
I think we've run into this issue a couple times.
Yeah.
Like where
with
we've
him not
thought,
being the clean.
Yeah.
I think he's a secret bad boy.
Maybe.
We got to get him on the podcast too.
We need it
all the time. So again, those are super racy. I'm not like, I mean, he's jacked and in good shape. So whatever, he's playing to his crowd. Like what's his face? Marky Mark does that and chicks went nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true. No, yeah, he was doing like runway modeling. Mark Wahlberg, wasn't
he? Yeah, so I have no problem with that. Listen, I'll call it as I see it. Like, good looking. That's the best I've seen him look, I think. He looked like a good looking dude then. Not that I was like staring at the muscles, but he looked like a model.
Well, you were probably.
Good. My guy Griffin, who I'm starting to really like.
Oh, yeah.
We do all this stuff, and it's all like, oh, he's too racy with the picks, this, that. And I feel like every week with Griffin, it's just he's sliding into a DM getting fucking roasted.
He's funny.
Which I kind of respect. So he's back trying to get Alex Cooper, but he slid into Bella Poarch. P-O Bella. You know who this is?
Poarch.
Yeah, she like blew up out of nowhere. Like I'm talking went from, I think she has the most liked video on TikTok.
She has something like
a video with
ever?
Like 50.
Ever?
Yeah, yeah. Like, and it's literally just her, like, staring at the camera and then, like, moving her face back and forth like this to a song.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the whole thing. And like, she got 50 million likes.
Fucking
swear.
TikTok, man. I stopped growing on TikTok. I think TikTok's like, I hit, like, 1.4 and I'm just done. I think TikTok's over me. And you're telling me this girl, Bella Poarch, just fucking, I want to see this video.
She went up, like, I think... 40 million followers probably within like a month.
Shit.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Ready, watch.
To the beat, some to the beat, M to the beat, some to the beat, some to the beat. Bam.
That has like 50 million likes.
That was the video.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
I mean, how are you supposed to deal with that? Like, as someone who creates content, like, how do I get likes, views, and that is the most watched video ever.
Ever.
Yep. That's what we have to compete with. You got to just...
How do you compete for... Like, there is no answer to that. I don't have an answer. I have an answer for almost everything. I don't have an answer for that.
I think maybe we have to do our makeup and bop our heads up and down together on a video. I think that's the only solution.
I'm going to duet the fuck out of that video when this thing's done. I'm going to duet the fuck out of
it. Yeah. I mean, she did it like 20 times too, though. That's the best part. She used that audio like 10 other videos, and every single time it was getting like 8-9 million likes.
I don't get it.
I would have done it too if I was her, if it was working for me.
Right, but the first time she did that, did anyone know who she was the first time she did that?
She kind of blew up out of nowhere.
So it's that it's like, happened, and then it's like, oh, I'm huge.
Now she has like 53 million followers.
From like that. Her growth was quicker than Charlie's.
Yeah, she's faster than Charlie.
Can I see that like one more time?
The B, some to the B, M to the B, some to the B, some to the B.
Like, is she pretty?
It's crazy. Like, she takes her clothes off, and then she's like covered in tats. Like, she was in the army and stuff.
She was in the army?
It's like the most least.
How old is she?
She's older. I think she's like 26 or something.
I think she has like weird conspiracies around her too.
She has like a
what does that
the
mean?
Bombing of Vietnam. It's I don't know.
It just looks like she's like on ecstasy at like a club. How does that have?
Yeah, it does actually.
What the fuck? All right, so Griffin, who apparently is just like, I think he has a block window. Like, you know how in school you had, like, blocks? It's like math here and then, like, study hall.
Right.
And then, like, he just has slide into DM block.
Yeah, a DM block every day on his calendar.
He's like,
3 hours a day.
Yeah, I'm going to go rifle through DM. So he slides into Bella Porch. Bella Porch, it wasn't anything crazy. It was actually an improvement. I liked your style. I actually think that's a pretty good style.
It's better than the yo that he sent Alex.
Yeah, that was better. Yes, this is better. He's getting better.
This was good.
And she blows him up with this. Griffin Johnson tried to slide into my DM. Basically, two truths and a lie, which I guess is something on TikTok. So Griffin Johnson tried to slide into my DMs. I made a sex tape with Tyga. I was adopted. So the sex tape's the lie. And then she blew him up.
She was kind of trying to be
like, I said, I like her style, and she nexted him. Is that something people actually do? Next, like,
I guess.
Say it.
I guess she did it, but I don't think people do it. She was kind of like coming at him for no reason,
right?
Yeah, that was a nice DM.
And I feel like Griff also wasn't being like, he was just like, yeah, I did slide in. That's all he commented, and then she just kind of was like, fuck you, for no reason at all.
Do you get to a point, you think? And there is the video that I saw of, like, girls going bananas for Griffin in Miami. They were like, did you see that? They were like a bunch of, like, eight-year-olds, like, literally
screaming.
Going bananas
like,
for him.
Yelling at the top of their lungs, like crazy.
But at some level, I don't know that you want to be the guy who's consistently getting, like, exposed, almost laughed at for sliding your DMs. I don't know why he is. And maybe it's just because of the show where Alex said it and she said it. But you start stacking up, like,
You don't want the reputation of just striking out.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
You got to mix in a couple dubs here and
there.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
He's got to post his successes because everyone posts his L's.
Correct.
Yeah. That's true. People are just like showing his downfall right now. He's got to show them that he's got game.
Yeah, he's good, and I'm sure he's like does very well for himself. But right now, the headlines aren't great. And then the last thing we have in the Sway House, which you weren't there, there's the guy who keeps showing up at the Sway House, right?
Oh yeah, it was at Bryce's house. It wasn't at the one that me and Jaden and all those boys live at, but
it's the one I met you at.
Yeah.
And
weirdest thing.
And I mean, I guess some people here were getting on Bryce for, like, putting the guy on video, but I had no problem with that. It's like, if you're going to a content house and it's like you show up and you're being a weirdo, if you did that, if you show up at Barstool and you're yeah. a weirdo, you end up in video content. That's kind of been the way always. So
exactly.
I really had no problem with that.
No, not at all. And I mean, like, great content. That's probably the best content you can get when someone's, like, just weird.
Yeah, like when someone's just, like, crazy. Into your show.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so let's go into Boomer Zoomer, and we'll do Cody Coe and Noel Miller after. Whoa, I don't know who this is intended for.
I think it's you. I think it's intended for you.
Who do you think it is?
Do you know nothing. Who that is, Josh?
Nah.
Me either.
Absolutely not.
I think that is like, I don't know who, the only thing, and I know it's not him, is like David Duchovny.
Who is that?
Oh, Tom from MySpace. Holy shit.
Who's
what's that?
So is the question who is Tom or what is MySpace?
I know what MySpace is.
So MySpace.
More who's Tom.
Do you know what MySpace is, Josh?
I mean, I never used it. I know of it because it's like this like meme.
It's like the first social media, basically. Yeah. MySpace was you have friends. It was the first. This guy, Tom, like say you signed up for Instagram or Facebook and right off the bat you have one friend. Everybody had Tom. Like, Tom was everybody's friend. It's almost like when they put the U2 thing in your, like, iPhone. Tom was right. This picture. You sign up for MySpace, you're friends with Tom.
Oh, that's
so crazy. Everyone had a homie in Tom.
Everybody had a, yeah.
So everyone knew Tom at one point.
Everyone knew Tom. Now, was wow. Tom, I don't know, was it, like, his site? He was the founder. Okay.
Okay.
I wonder how much money. Is he, like, a bazillionaire? Huh. They're saying he's retired, lives by himself. Like, I don't know what that means if he's rich.
I guess,
all right, MySpace Tom. Interesting.
Oh, that's, damn.
Come on, one of you guys have to get it. Do you know Dave?
I know.
He's in Harry Potter in this.
Oh,
in,
my God.
Nope.
That's he's not? Right.
No.
No. But, like.
Who do you think he is in Harry Potter?
He looks kind of like a mix between
the
lead
guy?
Girl and guy.
Oh, no.
He looks like a... Am I right, though?
Yeah, I mean, a little... I think he kind of looks like Draco Malfoy.
I don't know who that
he
is.
He has
it's
like
Timothy
a...
Timothy Chalamet.
That's what it is.
I don't know who Timothy Chalamet is.
He's every girl's, like, obsessed
yeah.
with him.
How old is he?
He's in his 20s.
I can see that. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah,
but put him back up for a second.
He blew up, like, this last summer.
If you actually combined... Who is it? Harry? Who's the...
Harry Potter and Hermione?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes, Daniel Radcliffe and...
Emma...
Stone.
Watson.
That's what you'd get. That's one of my great calls of all time.
We'll do it on the video.
I guess I could kind of see
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Kind of see it. If those two had a baby, this kid pops out.
I don't know.
You don't see that?
Nah.
Damn. That's... I know when I made a great call. That's a great call. We flashed name, but I know this, obviously.
Yeah, didn't we just see it was
yeah, Dave
Matthews? Dave
Matthews kind of ruined the game when we put the name in front. But did you know it?
No, I would not have gotten that.
Do you listen to Dave Matthews at all?
I don't know who Dave
what
Matthews
is. What does he
is.
Do?
Ugh.
Is that, like, who is
He's
he?
He's like a band. It's Dave Matthews' band. It's fucking fire. Oh. Can we play, like, I don't know, play Ants Marching or something?
He's a singer?
Great singer. Not a good singer. A great, like, generational band.
I thought
generational.
When you said listen, like, he did a radio.
Whoa. It's not that many generations. It didn't come down to me.
Never heard that song.
in my life, no.
Ever.
Holy
one
cow.
Not one time.
Holy cow.
Did you hear that before, Josh?
No.
That's crazy. It, now, he's also, he's like huge. He's also somebody that would people, for me, they of course you like him. You're like a frat bro. Like, he's kind of got that vibe. But he's, I mean, he's universally fucking awesome.
Did he ever do, like, acting? Because I feel like I've...
Yeah, he's
his
been
face
in shit.
Looked familiar.
He's been, I mean, yeah. he's... I feel like he's probably been in, like, a CSI or something.
Yeah.
I mean, he... He's generational. I don't know how else...
Like, at a loss for words, really.
He's, like, 100%, like, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, first ballot.
Either of you guys?
I
think you know that, it, Josh.
Is it David's assistant?
Yes.
Let's go.
Natalie Noel.
Ah.
No.
It's probably Noel, no?
Or Noel. No. Noel.
Oh. I watched a movie with her in it last night. What's her fucking name? I don't know.
This is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in person.
Really?
In person. I saw her years ago at a bar. And I don't want to say I'm creepy. This is years ago. This is like 15, 20 years ago.
You smell her hair?
No, but she got up and left, and I just followed her out of the bar so I could look at her some more.
That's worse than smelling her hair.
No,
I kept
the
distance.
So you were stalking her.
Jessica Biel.
Oh, Jessica Biel.
Derek Jeter's wife. The
Timberlake's wife?
Timberlake, sorry. Yeah, Timberlake's wife.
Yes.
The most – and by the way, that's how you know, like, you're legit when you're Timberlake's wife. Like – because he was the number one guy probably there
was.
He
was the guy, yeah.
She is like, and I've seen now a lot of like famous women up close. When I saw her, I could barely breathe.
Yeah, you followed her out.
I did. I had no choice but to follow her out of the bar just to get a glimpse longer. So
let's touch her.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh.
Any guesses?
Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
I got no idea.
You've never seen him, Josh?
I feel like I probably have on social media, but...
What's he do?
Makeup and YouTube.
That's what I was getting. I was going to assume makeup, yeah.
No guesses? Bretman Rock.
I think I actually do know that name.
He's really funny.
Now that it was
He's
said.
He's funny?
He's so funny. He's like my James Charles. He's like the funny one.
Let's get him on the podcast.
All right, I'm in. Oh. I know him.
Is that David Beckham?
There we go. Wow. So that shows his power, huh? He's universal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's Topanga from Boy Meets World, right?
Yeah, that's when I...
She kind of looks like Nessa.
That's a... Ooh.
Right? Kind of?
I mean, she's like super young in this picture.
She kind of looks like Nessa.
I told you, right? Didn't I tell you I was the Hot Chicks with Douchebags story? That's when back when Barstool started, we did a party with her at McFadden's in Boston. And I took a picture with her. It was our party. And I was wearing like a brown shirt. And somebody put me on a website called Hot Chicks with Douchebags. And they just said Topanga with a potato. Because I wear like a brown shirt. I did. Ooh, she's pretty.
Don't know who that is, though.
No guesses?
Neither do I. Are we just...
Josh, you know the driver's license?
Oh, yeah.
License
I was just about
song?
To say, does she... Yeah, okay.
That's her.
That song is blowing up.
So that
song
is
ridiculous.
End with the... That was a long... I thought we only had three of those. We just kept going because we just burned through like a million weeks of it because we were waiting on... Cody and Noel. So,
man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, now let's get back into it. We got Cody and Noel. We have Cody Coe and Noel Miller coming on. They got a podcast out, Tiny Meat Gang, Do you listen to it?
Yeah.
So this is your guy.
Yeah, I love them. They're funny.
They are funny.
They're like
super
really
funny.
You would. They've been on.
Yeah, they've been on a bunch of stuff here. So in the scheme of. Yeah, we're ready. In the scheme of the internet, in TikTok, in everything they do, like how big are these guys?
I would say pretty big.
Yeah, well, like especially pretty big.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we're good.
What's good?
What's up, man?
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Interesting.
I love this show, man.
Ours? Are you just saying that? Do you say that every show you go on? You're like, no, I love it.
No. Okay, no. Good. I actually listen to your guys' show.
Thank you. Oh.
Thank you.
And I listen to the Dave Portnoy show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was just saying before you came on, I was hanging out with a girl this weekend, and she was obsessed with you to the point I almost didn't want to have you on. Because it's like.
Who was it?
Well, exactly. I'm not going to say it so you fucking slide in DMs.
Are you like hanging out with her? Like trying to.
Yeah, I was hanging out with her in a romantic fashion. Okay, okay. And she's like, oh, my God, Cody Ko. Every 10 minutes, it's like, all right, shut up about him already. Like, I don't give a fuck, all right? It's like, we're not doing him anymore. No, she was like a super fan. I actually have something today.
Really
she
funny.
Like sent me like a DM with the emoji with like the two stars in the eyes being like, Cody Ko today is like, fuck you.
Well, tell her I say what's up.
Yeah, I'll pass it along. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing that happened. There we go, Noel.
What's up?
Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing that happened, you know how it came up, actually, Cody? Because we're hanging out with this girl, and this weekend, for whatever reason, all at once, I had a million people, girls, DMing me how tall I was. And on Google, there's two things. I have one that says I'm 6'2". I'm 5'10", and I'm trying to get that erased from the internet because it's like sets the worst expectation when it's like you walk in, a girl's like, wait a minute, I thought you were 6'2". It's like, no, that's like wrong.
Yeah.
Another one says I'm 5'8", but they were claiming they were doing some six people under 6 foot list, and I could never find it, and everyone was saying it's okay, short king. So I said that. I'm like, why are people calling me a short king? And the girl was like, that's Cody Ko. That's how the whole thing, I'm like, oh, we're interviewing him in a couple days. And then she like went off the moon and we had to stop talking about it. But yeah, that I forgot.
You have you heard our song? Have you heard our song?
Well, yes. I did based on she went shut up about it. I saw all your videos. I became like a Cody Ko fanboy based on her, even though I wasn't. And Brianna, who's here, also says she's a huge fan.
Yeah, huge Cody Ko.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How are you?
Great.
But I can't see you.
No, I'm hidden in the corner over here.
You guys can still hear me, right? I'm fucking with my audio stuff, but you guys can still hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, you kind of sound like shit, but...
Hold on, let me... Do I actually?
Yeah.
Do I actually?
Just, if I was being your friend, it kind of sounds like dog shit.
Yeah, you have like a little thing going on.
It's like if Stephen Hawking shit wasn't fully connected.
Yes. Are you guys in L.A., both of you?
Yeah.
Does it still sound like shit?
No,
better. Sounds solid.
Let's go.
All right. So welcome for coming on. You guys, the Tiny Meat Gang, the podcast. I got a note here that says ask about it, so I'm going to ask about it. Like, okay. Tell us about that as we get going here. How long has it been going for?
Wait, are we going already?
Yeah, we just go. The whole thing's been a go. We're always go.
Okay, hold on. I'm still setting up my audio thing.
Yeah, I wasn't rolling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're always on here.
Yeah. We're always on that go mode.
Big time. Have you guys met, by the way, Josh and Cody?
Never in person, right?
Oh, no, never in person. You did a couple of, like, videos on like me and the Sway Boys, and then I think I DM'd you about it because I used to watch you guys like all the time, like when I was younger in high school.
That's a good thing. I have a note here that says Cody Ko talking shit on Josh in the past. Is that the video that you saw, Josh?
I mean, I don't think it was really like shit talking.
Do we have it?
When did I talk shit about you?
Yeah, I don't did. I think you actually, the one time you talked about, actually, there was Loki one time. Because you've been,
was it?
Is that I'm in. There's been a couple.
Was it like the one about the E-Boys video?
Yeah, I think you.
Here it is.
Stabbed me a little bit with the grills thing. When you.
Oh, yeah.
You and your girlfriend put the grills in your teeth.
Directly clicked.
by moi.
Wow.
I had to actually find these, and
you liked it.
And no, I didn't actually. This is, you'll see. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, no.
It hasn't even started yet.
What the fuck is in their mouths?
Well, we made grills out of gum wrappers, lol. Which, I mean, come on, that is pretty.
No, that's funny, shall we?
Pretty zany.
Nice.
Josh is getting ripped to shreds.
I hate it. I hate it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies like no other thing.
I don't understand all like the this shit, like the
yeah.
That's like the most common fucking facial shit to do on TikTok is like the smile and roll your eyes back, like the they're like little bobbleheads.
But they are good at doing. But it's not even the whoa. It's like this.
It goes.
No, they go.
Like, look at that. What is that? What does that look? There it is.
It's just weird because, like, their parents are, like, in the other room.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Can you boys turn it down in there? We're trying to watch American Idol.
I mean, no, wait, yeah, were your parents in the other room, Josh?
Yeah, were they?
It's probably even worse. We were actually on a social media meet and greet tour. So,
MagCon season 2.
Yeah, Josh, again, getting so we before you guys came on, and it doesn't happen too much. Our own like social team for BFFs is bullying Josh, so he took down a lot of his old videos because our own people were making fun of his old videos, so he erased them. Which
that's good.
It's been a theme today to just like. Go at me, so we can just, it's all good. We can just
the grills though. Those were sick.
Yeah, you still got that in? Do you still have that? Show us the lower.
Do you still have that gum wrapper?
I have to keep it at my house, or else like all the boys here will try to like take them. You know,
Josh, who are those other people in the video? Who are the other dudes in the video?
Those were people I was on tour with.
Oh, gotcha.
What happened to those kids? Are they still doing that thing?
I think one of them is and one of them isn't. It's crazy, like, the amount of people that just come and go in social media.
So how old were you when you were on tour?
At that point, I was 17.
And how old are you now?
18.
Oh, it was last year.
Yeah. No, it was like,
otherwise known as last year.
He borderline lit a cigarette when he said that shit. He's like, man.
A
while ago,
dude, back in the day, bro.
Yeah, when I was on tour.
Have you guys? How long, Cody and Noah? You guys, how long have you guys been like internet famous for? I know I'm reading the notes. It's like went to Duke, blew up. Like, how long have you guys been known?
As a duo, probably we're going on 4 years now. Prior to that. Cody was obviously very popping on Vine. I had some success on Vine. No one knew it was me, though. That's I had like a lot of viral vines, but no one still to this day has figured out that they were me. So
how'd you two connect?
We worked at the same company.
Yeah,
we were both software engineers, and we had talked a little bit online, and then I started a new job in LA, and we ended up like at adjacent desks. Like, just by chance.
Yeah.
And so we started making videos together, like, during work, after work. And we did that for, like a year. And then we started a podcast together. And we were still working together. And then...
Where were you guys working?
Full Screen.
Full Screen.
Oh! Okay.
That's so the company that bought me, Churna Group, that's a Churna Group. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know those guys fairly well. Like, we try to do shit with them. They're kind of different demos, but all in the same family there for a while. Wow. What a small world. So, for you guys, you got the podcast together. I know it's huge on YouTube. I'm always curious, like, the background on why we were doing this podcast. As we've said multiple times, like, Josh wanted to kind of introduce himself to my audience and vice versa. I want to get kind of the TikTok people like Barstool Dave. How are you guys viewing TikTok? Since it's something that you guys are already established, and then you see a totally new platform that's like, what the fuck is going on here? And it's very young. So, like, how do you guys view it?
Cody, you want to go first? Or I got something, but...
Okay, go for it.
I think in the beginning, at least for me personally, it was like, it was a lot of dudes like Josh. So I'm like, I shouldn't be there.
You're talking wiggle dickers.
Yeah, just, you know, just like the weird winking, like all that shit. I'm like, yeah, I just shouldn't be here. That's it. And then
Josh is catching strays right now.
All day. He comes on. I thought he was going to quit his old podcast soon.
Yeah. Stay in bed today, man. Like,
this dude, a year from now, is going to be like, man.
I remember a year ago when I was getting
this. When I started the BFFs podcast. and then I think now it's more rounded out. So I think a lot of people are on there. So it's not so funky for us to be on there. But I think we both were kind of, we like wanted to embrace it, but we didn't want to be, you know, like, hello, fellow kids. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
honestly, now it seems like it's taking away traffic from YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it's the most popping platform now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say by a mile. Like,
a million likes on a post, like, that's like normal on TikTok. Yeah. That's fucking insane.
Have you guys seen the most? I just saw it for the first time earlier today. The most viewed video in the history of TikTok. Have you seen it?
Nah.
Is this
Bella Porch or whatever?
I see Josh's left mouth creeping back. Is it him?
Like,
is
this... No, he 50 million views on this. 50 likes. Million likes. Likes on this video right here. Which right. is,
and trust me, I've done some way crazier facial.
All right, learn.
Right,
I knew it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, this one,
50 yeah. million.
Really?
Crazy like that. 50 million likes.
I don't get it.
It's like 30 million or something.
Do you get it, Josh? Do you know why that video is so popping?
So, I mean, it was like. It was definitely posted at the, like, climax, I would say, of TikTok, right? Like, just when it was, like, COVID summer, everyone was on the app. But it was just, like, a weird trend at the time. She does it. I don't even know if you can explain it. It's one of those weird, like, anomalies that just happen.
Like, videos that normally go super viral like that, it's, like, they're guaranteed to, like, make me feel something. So, and right. then I understand, okay, I get why people would press the like button. That video makes me feel nothing.
Yeah, I actually think it's like borderline depressing. I'm saying we can have like our team of like the best comedic writers sitting like, how do we do it? And this girl just does that, and it's like, boom, 15. It's like, how do you compete with that? You can't. It's like that. Nah. I don't even know what just happened.
How like, does she explain it? Has she ever tried to explain it before?
No, but I think that I heard, and I'm not saying this is true. This is probably far from true because TikTok is like crazy with starting rumors, but.
No, start a rumor, Josh. Go ahead. Let's do it.
There's
yeah.
something about like how she is like a government like planted social media creator to like influence and like
she's an industry TikTok plant.
No, like some like weird spy. Like I'm not joking. Oh, like
562 million views. That's what was just slipped. 500 for that. Now, granted, in the beginning, I thought TikTok was, like, doing funny math because, like, what you guys said, it's, like, it was so hard to get certain views, and then you see these things, like, bazillions of views, and you had, like, you know, the – what's her name? DeMellos with, like, 100 million followers. Like, what the fuck is going on? How do you do that 0 to 100? But, you know, here we are on a TikTok fucking podcast, so what do I know? It is nuts. It is nuts. So
– man. No, go ahead. Sorry,
no,
go ahead.
I had nothing to say. I was just like talking for no reason.
No, I was just gonna say, how many views does Justin Bieber have on Baby?
Not like that, a billion, but... right?
Definitely not as much as Bella Porch.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see. Nah, I think he's got like
on
a billion.
Baby, he's got a billion. It's like over a billion.
Yeah, a billion.
Oh wow. Okay.
I thought it had like half a billion dislikes. I thought it was like the most disliked video on the internet.
Well, regardless,
how did you dislike Baby. It's a fucking slapper.
So it's what?
Like grills made out of gum wrapper. You can't. Really, you can't. But some people just find a way. Whatever, though. Just
yeah,
chill.
That used to be cool back in 2019.
What happened with you and Sophia F., who we have a history with? Did she steal? Like, what happened there?
Noel, I'll let you take this one.
Oh, man. You know me, dude. I love me a little bit of satire. So you know, we ranked the 7th best comedy podcast on Spotify, and someone sent us a screen cap of Sophia's story saying, I'm sorry, there's people building a fence around my place, so if you hear all this like Home Depot shit going on. Okay, great. So she also posts a screenshot of her podcast being the 7th best comedy podcast. And someone sent that to me and goes, hey, dude, I think she screenshotted Cody's story and cropped your name out and used it as yours. So we kind of ran with that as a joke, right? Like, we're like, oh, it's our first podcast beef. Don't steal our shit, da-da-da. And then it kind of went quiet. And then on New Year's Eve, I got my Spotify package, like with, you know, all the gifts they give you. So I thought it'd be funny to unbox it. And then halfway through, I'm like, well, this is what we got for being the 7th best podcast. Sophia, I'm curious to know what gifts you got. That's all I said. It's literally all I said. And her fans fucking, they went crazy on me. Like, they're like, you fucking pathetic, man, attacking a woman on New Year's Eve. I can't believe you, dude.
That is
New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve of all days.
Of all days. That sacred and holy day.
Yeah.
But then she posted a story and said, keep your name out of my mouth, or keep my name out of your mouth, and let's all spread positivity or focus on positivity this year or something like that.
Yeah.
She and ain't so spreading positivity because she's been leaking. She's got a new – her podcast, which I never listened to. I actually don't talk about – I buried her when we had the split with Call Her Daddy because she deserved it, and even Alex to a degree owned some of it. But she has been leaking this week that she has allegations against me within – like did a live stream which is like, hey – any girls out there who have, like, fucking allegations against Dave, come forward. So that should be fun. And she's not beyond, by the way, just lying. She's a liar. So this should be an interesting thing. But I don't think she'd be dumb enough to do that, to screenshot something she doesn't have, I don't think.
I feel like she might have thought that their fan bases would never cross over so she could get away with it.
But
I don't know. She's a lot of things, but I don't think she's that stupid.
I don't know.
But they clearly got number 7, so it's like where did she get that picture from? Them.
That is such – that what you said of her fans being like, how dare – it doesn't matter what you say. If you're like, hey, like, you didn't tip, they'd be like, how dare you attack a woman like that? It doesn't – that's the Sophia F., like – fall back for everything. Always persecuted. That's an interesting one. And then Cody, you're in a fight with Jake Paul. I got called out with Jake Paul. What was that about?
Oh my God, we're really gonna talk about this?
We got the list. I got the hit list.
Why?
This is a while ago.
This is actually. I'm about to light a cigarette right now.
How long ago is this?
Like 3 years now, or 2 years?
Is it really that old?
And Cody saw him touch up Nate Robinson, so Cody's like, do we have to do this, man?
I'm not talking any shit on Jake Paul anymore. Nothing.
He doesn't want to get slept.
For the record,
I can't. I'm a gentle giant, you know? I don't fight.
That's the, well, but you're not a giant because you're short, King. But that's...
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
That's
a big personality, though.
That's the same as me. I'm willing to fight anybody, like, online. Once it becomes, like, real, I'm out. Like, that has always been my MO.
Yeah. No, I'm a big pussy in real life.
Same.
Yeah. I do have one question I've always wanted to ask, though, about a big thing, and then we won't talk about it.
Okay, what's up?
When he came in when you were getting a haircut, did you?
Yeah.
You had no idea that was happening.
No idea. I had no idea. I don't know. People still think that was planned, but I had no idea. I mean, you can tell. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, you look like super.
I'd be the best actor in the world if that was faked.
Right. Yeah.
Jeff totally blindsided me on that. And then I was like, kind of pissed afterwards. But I was still like, just trying to like, trying to make things not that awkward.
Right.
And so we like went on a hike together. and then I went home, and Kelsey was like, "You should probably be pretty pissed. Like, it was a pretty fucked up thing to do. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I am pissed.
Girls getting in the head, eh?
Yeah.
All right. So we got Brianna. You're going to set this segment up. That's cringe.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, they got popular for their That's Cringe videos. So we have some cringe TikToks to react to.
Oh, sure. I bet you they're going to be all of mine.
Yeah, right. No, I tried to go easy on you.
Jesus Christ died for us.
This is the first one.
If this girl is not a living Visco filter, I don't want it.
Just wait for it.
I'll continue to be the zip tie king.
You think you're strong? Try tying your arms up to a cross and getting nailed. That's what Jesus did.
I'll continue to...
Are you sure that was Jesus or that was my guy?
I'm so confused by that video.
He stitched it, and that was his response.
Why is that guy even on TikTok? Who is that guy?
He's nobody.
He's trying to spread the good word of the Lord.
Yeah. The word of the Lord. He's letting everyone know.
I would be very nervous that dude, the older dude, is on TikTok. Like, I would be nervous that I'm on TikTok. Like, if someone's like, why are you on TikTok? It's like, wait. I have, like, this company. We're trying to, like, spread that guy. Why is that guy on TikTok?
Yeah, I wouldn't feel safe alone with that.
He's spreading the word of Jesus, man.
He's trying to save people.
I guess that's a good answer, too.
You think you're strong?
Yeah, right.
Or getting tied to a cross and getting nailed. Excuse me? Okay, can I ask you something, Josh? Why do you guys do these TikToks? That's your boy. Like, those are your people. So why do you guys do these TikToks that, like, that editing style was for, like, dying dogs or, like, you know, orphans in, like, a foreign country? That's what we older people know that editing style for. Like, that's what I think of.
So here's what I'm going to say. One, to defend that video of my boy Bryce, that was, like, light up a cigarette 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Okay. I did some digging for that one.
I think, you know, like, he was just younger at the time. Also, it's like, it's just pleasing an audience, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly, man.
It does, you know, it's crazy, but it's like, I don't know how old you guys are, but I grew up like boy band era, and they've just taken like the boy band vibe, and it's just like on TikTok, and their audience are like 12 to 14 year old girls who go fucking ballistic for that shit.
Yeah, but I don't remember the Backstreet Boys ever like side-eyeing the camera and, like,
bullshit.
Biting their lip.
That's bullshit.
Did they? Yeah, they did.
Fuck for sure.
Excuse their little looks.
Get out of here. You don't – come on. Big time. Yeah,
do you remember those videos of them on tour and, like, their fucking buses would be surrounded like it was a riot?
Yeah. That may be the dumbest thing that's been said on this pod. You don't remember the Backstreet Boys, like, giving those looks to the camera.
I want to –
No, can we just take
it? Because I feel like they were always like
hard.
You know, they were produced. It was like there was like real choreography going on. Yeah. They were never like trying to seduce I guess maybe if they had phones now, they'd be like, they'd probably do the same shit. Nah, if they had phones back then,
they definitely would. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like, they maybe like choreographed.
Also, wasn't one of them like 30?
Well,
nah, they were all pretty young.
Backstreet.
No,
boys.
I don't think so.
No, Backstreet Boys were fairly young at the time.
They just looked older.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, no, they've been a little, but I remember like videos of them, Backstreet Boys, like near a fireplace wearing like these turtlenecks, literally just eye fucking the camera.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave, did you have that one up in your place?
I got all of them. It's Backstreet Boys. Best concert I've ever been to was like at Fenway Park. It was Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block. It was fucking fire. I was 38 when I went to it. It was awesome.
I was gonna say, that was like recent.
I bought it. I have a t-shirt. It's like from Fenway Park on the Green Monster. It says like the original boy band.
Damn.
That's fire.
Josh, what were you going to say? You were about to say something. You're like,
I was just going to say like Dave calling Cody's moment there, the dumbest moment on the podcast. Like, Cody, that's devastating, man.
What?
We had Trisha Paytas on this podcast. She literally said that she likes Hitler. So,
damn. She did. Damn, we had to lead her to water on that. We're like, "You like Hitler?" She's like, yeah, no, wrong answer. Like, say it again. Try it again."
I saw that clip. That was pretty funny.
That was so bad.
How many seconds are in the air?
Probably over 2,000.
12.
What?
12 seconds.
How? Oh, never mind. Now I get it.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Go on.
12 seconds. Idiot.
Well, how do you get it?
I don't know.
Damn.
Oh, God.
That's so embarrassing.
That was rough.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the spot. Even I was a little confused there for a second. Like, what the hell was going on?
12 seconds.
Well, I know there's more than 12 seconds a year, but it's so, like.
That was even dumber than my Backstreet Boys thing, right, guys?
Nah.
That's the dumbest moment. That's the dumbest moment now, right, guys?
I'm gonna just send you, like, 3,000 Backstreet videos of them just doing those exact motions.
Do it. I need proof.
Un elefante muy elegante, la trompa muy larga, la trompa gigante. Muy larga.
Gigante.
Gigante. Hey. No les tengo miedo a los grandes troncos.
5 million likes.
That was
5 million.
Damn.
So that's obviously not in America. Like, that wasn't done in America. Do people
what are you talking about, man? That was Canoga Park.
What? Do people just like walk in slow motion there? Every
that's
video
popping in Ukraine, I guess, is people walk in slow motion. Yeah, I love when they just slow-mo just shit that is normal.
But, I mean, we're making it seem like it's European. I mean, you, Josh, introduced me to that guy who just, like, pulls up to a gas station and, like, gets out at a gas station and dances, and they go viral. It's like, what is he doing? It's like, that's his thing. He gets out at a gas station. So, I mean.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a good point. He is shirtless, though.
See, even you know who I'm talking about. You, the gas
yes, I know those
kid.
Videos, yeah. Oh shit.
Here we go.
Oh.
Yo, let me ask you a question. Is it awkward after you film these? Like when you put down the camera and you're like, "Hey, well, why are we in the bathroom together?"
like after watching a video like this, probably want to go like bath. Or like shower.
Yeah.
Like that's what I feel like I need to go do now. But yeah. It's like I don't know why we like just felt not weird filming those videos.
I mean, because you guys get like I don't know how many views, but it probably you put it down, you're like, that was lame. Oh, we have like a gazillion views in 5 seconds. Maybe it wasn't so lame.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that Twilight cutscene is hard as shit, man. Good work there, man. Love that on Josh. Uh oh. Okay.
This one makes you feel weird.
Well, it's already telling me to bite my lip.
I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me reason.
Great shot on the beat, by the way.
My body different. So you said you trying to kick it. I'm in a monster like a penis.
Oh, what fuck! Oh, I feel violated.
What if you're a dude and you do that on accident?
So
what if, you just look up. You look up from your phone. It says, "Good girl." You're like, "Hey, bitch! I didn't what?"
Oh, I'm like lost. I don't even.
That one made me feel really bad.
Yeah,
I feel violated.
But I need to go take a shower.
TikTok's a weird fucking place. I mean, it really is.
Oh, man. Fucking Jesus Christ.
It's the last one.
Last one of this cringe.
Droids and boys. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
What kind of king? Trying to fuck with me. Trying to fuck my girl.
Alright, I'm working on it.
Like I couldn't see. Bro, bitch,
good friend.
Good friend.
Is this Love Island?
That was the first time I met those guys. So it's like all I had seen previously. When I met them the first time, I was like, what do you guys do? And they're like, oh, we wake up, we work out, and we drink like protein shakes. I was like, no, really, what do you do? They're like, no, like we're being dead serious. That's what we do. So I joined in. I was like sore. My camera guy, I was like just trying to get the shot. My fucking shoulders almost popped out. That's what it is. So,
you're looking yoked, dude. You're looking yoked.
Not bad. I mean, I'm twice their age, so it's not the worst. So
wait,
how
Josh,
often?
Can I ask you a question? Hold on. Can I ask Josh a question?
Yeah.
You said in a past episode that you guys all work out, but two of you are on steroids. Is that true? Two of the Sway Boys.
I don't think they are anymore. I think their cycle's over.
But they were cycling.
Yeah, what are we talking? D-ball?
Yeah. No, I mean, everyone's talked about it. Like, it's not like exactly steroids. It's like some like kind of steroid thing. I don't even know. It's weird.
Kind of steroid.
It's like a testosterone booster.
It's like Barry Bonds wasn't on steroids. He was on the clear. But it's it's a fucking steroid. The TikTok kids are like the elevated. They don't want to get caught by like the TikTok police. So they're always one step ahead.
Yeah. The athletic commission is going to kick you guys off.
Is TikTok piss testing them?
Yeah.
Oh, man. These guys are natural. We got to get them off the platform.
Yeah. We got to get the thirst traps off the platform.
Yeah.
To the people who work out regular.
Seriously. Yeah. It's wild. So how often do you guys, the podcast, for people who want to catch it, you guys do it how many times a week?
We do two episodes a week. You can get both on our Patreon, patreon.com/tinymeatgang, or you can get the free one on YouTube.
There it is. I appreciate you guys coming on. Any last questions that you got from Josh or vice versa or anything?
Do you still live in the Sway House?
I mean, like, we just have two houses now. It's weird.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounded like a terrible answer. But, no, it's we have a sponsor for the house. So it's like half the boys live in one, or five guys live in one, and then five live in another.
Is that house really that, like, fucking crazy? Was it, like, Tyga's old house or something like that?
Yeah, it was Tyga and Kylie's old house.
And is it, like, just crazy?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's pretty sick.
Wow.
Damn.
maybe you guys can get the invite over there. You know who?
yeah.
Damn, I'd love to see that one.
Like, Dave's like, I still haven't been. You know.
All right, cool. We appreciate you guys coming on. It was nice meeting both of you. Maybe that girl, shoot your info. He sounds like a girlfriend, Cody, but I know she's like, wow, Cody Cole. So we'll do that.
Damn.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, probably. No, probably you. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
See you. Bye.
Thanks for having us on. Peace.
See you guys. Take it easy.
Funny guys.
Yeah, no, super funny. Their like tour that they do is more of like, it's really like a comedy tour. They almost just go up and like do like stand-up comedy bits.
Like stand-up.
It's pretty cool.
So Full Screen, the company they're at, that's like an internet company for sure.
They're like smart, and then they just did content.
Yeah, because they're very funny, and they're fast on their feet. You can tell, like, very quickly. So should we wrap that up? Unless we want to do the questions. Let's do the questions, then we'll wrap
it. Yeah, we
have
a couple questions.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so first question. Are you guys going to meet up and do content together in real life anytime soon?
We talked about that, right? Like, doing the me either coming to New York thing. That's on me. I got to figure that out, and then what are you thinking for that?
Yeah, both. Either you come here. It's probably, in a weird way, as much as I hate travel, like there's so much more in L.A. than there is in New York because there's so much more people out there. But, yeah, we have to do shit together. You'd be coming too, most likely.
Yeah, probably. Okay, second one. This was asked a lot. I think it's by, like, the younger crowd. Will you ever have a BFFs meetup? I feel like you guys could, like, sell out.
What are you?
Oh, no.
What do you do at the meetup?
Well, like,
he's
they
the
do,
king of meetups. Like the
there's like podcasts that go on like meet and greets, don't or like go on like little tour things, don't they?
You guys could do like a panel and people ask you questions. Fans.
Do like a live podcast or something.
Maybe if like when we get
after
together.
After COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. The same, so yeah, you gotta wait, everything's fucked because of COVID, but yeah.
Okay. Last question. Have you had a favorite guest on the pod so far?
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we want, obviously, the goal is always to get people to listen. Those guys, like, oh, they're cool dudes. Like, I could see
yeah.
me, like, being friendly with them. And then we've had, you know, Trisha, who's wild, but people want to tune in to what she says. So you have, exactly. I guess, guests for different reasons. Those guys I thought were very funny. But nothing stood out. I've liked all the guests. The only one that I thought the photographer guy kind of was boring.
Yeah, the fix.
The paparazzi.
Yeah, which was not his fault. Right. But
right. Yeah, no. He was just trying to be too nice. Yeah.
I liked when we have Nessa. We got to get Nessa back.
Everyone, I actually posted about BFFs and said who do they want on, and they kept saying Nessa again.
Yeah, I think she's good. She slings it a lot. Like, she was kind of shy when she was on here, but I don't know. I think now that we've been doing it more, maybe she'd be less shy.
No, she would definitely be less shy.
Get her back on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was the last question.
Okay, so we'll work on that. Sounds good. I want Griffin back on. Griffin and Nessa, I think, would both be good. And obviously Bryce once he's mans up. So there we go. Good episode.
Perfect.